I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Afghanistan holds a parliamentary election tomorrow, and to paraphrase a top UN official there, Afghanistan is probably one of the worst places to hold an election right now. Taliban insurgents are threatening attacks to disrupt the vote tomorrow. U.S. and other international military forces are on high alert, and today Afghan officials said one candidate was kidnapped and 18 election workers went missing yesterday. The vote is being seen as a key test of Afghanistan's stability, and President Hamid Karzai is calling on Afghan voters to defy the threats.
We should try to do our best under the current circumstances and make the election a success as things are today. Therefore, it's very important that the Afghan people come out and vote and have trust their vote.
Jean McKenzie is in Kabul. She's a correspondent for GlobalPost.com. Jean, President Karzai stressed the importance of Afghans voting. Why do these parliamentary elections matter?
I think that the elections have taken on such significance because in the wake of last year's presidential elections, which, as we all know, were marred by widespread fraud, people are hoping that this time round, the elections will be cleaner, freer, fairer, and will make the case that Afghanistan actually is progressing along the road to democracy.
And why do candidates run when there's all this intimidation and threats going on?
Well, obviously, an enormous number of people have decided to run. In Kabul alone, there are 659 candidates competing for 33 seats. So the lure of power and the privileges that are associated with it, I think, have tempted many people to put their names on the docket. There are those who are more idealistic and are calling Afghans to a new future and new dignity. But it seems very likely that the biggest attraction of a parliamentary seat is the power that goes with it.
I mean, there are some candidates, though, who are dropping out. A few weeks ago, though, I spoke with Fawzia Kofi, who's running for the parliament, and she seemed to be very resolute about her candidacy, even writing a letter to her daughter saying, if I get killed, carry on the fight for democracy and women's rights without me. What do you think makes the difference between those who stay in the race and those who bow out?
Well, out of the 68 women in parliament, only three have opted not to run this time. And I spoke with one of those women a few days ago. And it seems to be more of a disillusionment with what parliament actually represents. Over the past 5 years, since the first parliamentary election, I think we've seen a steady diminution of power of parliament. They have lost almost every major battle they've had with the executive. And I think that there's a certain amount of frustration among those who had hoped that the parliament would be an effective organ.
Now, we are already hearing how security is a major factor this weekend. Is security to let people vote freely and fairly going to be the key this weekend for this parliamentary vote?
In many places of the country, it is going to be the major factor, I think, in the turnout. We have seen increasing insecurity even since last year's presidential elections. There are more and more areas of the country that are that see an increasing Taliban presence and a growing insecurity. And in those areas, people are going to be very reluctant, I think, to come out for an election that ultimately will mean very little to them personally.
And you mentioned this earlier, but what about fraud? I mean, these parliamentary seats aren't as high-powered as the executive, obviously. So are these seats seen by those who'd want to snatch them as worth the trouble?
As we say in the United States, all politics is local. I think that there is going to be more of a push for fraud in these elections because there are many fewer observers and monitors this year than there were last year during the presidential elections. And also, there seems to be a much lower will among the international community. We are seeing a push to say that these elections are a major step on Afghanistan's road to democracy. And I've spoken to many, many people, many election experts over the past couple of days that say that the international community is going to be more than willing to turn a blind eye to fraud should it occur.
Jean McKenzie with Global Post in Kabul. Thank you very much, Jean.
You're quite welcome, Marco.